Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise finale wrap up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I can't believe it. Summer is officially over. It's done. I don't care what the calendar says. Summer is over today. Can you believe we've made it through another year of Bachelor franchise?
I can't believe it. And they gave us a doozy with this finale, I have to say.
Did they ever?
Yes.
And we didn't think we could go through this alone. Mm-mm. We needed somebody who is much more qualified than us in many respects, mm-hmm. like the field of law, the field of some casual psychiatry, mm-hmm. and casual reality television as well. And we thought, who better to finish off the season with than the person we kicked off this entire 2018 Bachelor season?
Seems so long ago.
It was literally last year.
Yes.
So we're bringing our good friend Rourke Luskin. Rourke, how are you doing today?
Hey guys, thank you for that illustrious introduction. Wow.
I'm a
jack of all trades, master of none.
Yes, awesome to have you back. Rourke, I'd love to hear what you've been up to lately since we last talked to you.
It has been an entire year. I'm never sick. So that's an improvement. I had a terrible cough last time we talked that I felt very guilty yes. about. Both Haley and I went to Ireland at different times. Mm-hmm. And I started law school about a month ago. So I finished my master's and I picked up for another round to get a JD.
Awesome. So what kind of law are you hoping to practice?
You know, it's actually law that is highly relevant to the Bachelor franchise. I want to do family law, divorce and custody.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So yes. Maybe I'll be like the go-to reality lawyer.
Oh, that'd be a sweet thing. They need it. I think we've got some couples already that need it.
Exactly.
So, yes. And Haley, some news also came out. Usually we complain about news not coming out before we record, but now we just got an embarrassment of riches, I think.
Yeah, like within the last 2 days, it's just been like an onslaught of news. So I'm not even sure where to start. So we're going to save one specific piece of news as we're talking about the episode. You'll understand why when we get there. But I think I want to start with Becca Martinez is expecting a child.
Wow. I was not expecting this news.
With child.
I don't think anyone was. It just came out this morning. Not the baby, the news. She's 20 weeks along. She released a little YouTube video. I tried to watch it. I got about 4 minutes in before I had to stop.
Oh, yeah, really?
It was, Rourke, you watched it, right? It was just
I don't even think I made 4 minutes. But yeah, I watched it during like a break in class. And it's so heavily produced. It's really tough to watch.
So where does it rank compared to The Story of Us by Ashley and Jared?
The Story of Us was 45 minutes and I finished it.
Oh, okay.
This was six and I could not finish it. I had to stop.
I'm glad I didn't see that. I just saw like the cute Instagrams, like Kendall had a cute post showing her belly, Becca's belly, and then Becca, the Bachelorette, said, "My baby's having a baby," with another cute pic. So I just kind of glossed over and just saw the news that didn't make me want to, you know, have sympathy, morning sickness or something. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her. It's great. She mentioned in the video, like, people are wondering why I'm not on Bachelor in Paradise. And not only am I keeping a secret that I have a boyfriend, but I'm with kid or something like that. It was like, okay. And another
but
highlight,
I also have a kid on the way.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I find her affect really disturbing. I don't like her.
She tries very hard. Another highlight from the video was her revealing that she got her pregnancy test from the Dollar Tree.
You've got to splurge on a pregnancy test.
That's one thing you've got to spend some money on.
Yeah, do you go with $10 Dollar Tree tests or one that, you know, that you actually pay some money for. I didn't even know they sold them there.
Did you just say she got her condoms at the Dollar Tree too?
No, but I'm saying that you need to splurge on condoms and you need to splurge.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
On pregnancy
tests. She probably did get her condoms at the Dollar Tree based on the outcome of this situation.
Yeah, she did say it was not planned. I think.
Oh, really? Not planned? Yeah. What a shock.
She found out on Father's Day, I think, or got it confirmed on Father's Day. So if she had done what some of the women did last year and go to Bachelor in Paradise with a boyfriend, it could have been interesting to find out, because that's probably right around when they were filming, I think, middle of June.
Yep.
So that would have been an interesting development. But yeah, congrats to Becca. I remember from Ari's season, she talked about how her parents got started really young. So it sounded like she was really like welcoming of the news. And so good for her, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what other news came down the wire.
Something a little less happy. Bachelor star Amanda Stanton accused of domestic violence and also arrested.
This is crazy to me. She is a tiny woman. How much damage can she do?
Stanton, who starred on season 20 of The Bachelor and on 2016's Bachelor in Paradise, also 2017's, was arrested after an alleged altercation with her boyfriend, Bobby Jacobs, at the Encore Hotel in Las Vegas on Monday, officials said. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department said officers responded to a battery domestic violence call at 3:15 a.m. Officer said an altercation took place in front of... Give me a second. The video is about to start and interrupt me. Mm. Okay, let's go back to where I was. What was I saying?
I hate officer when videos said pop up on a podcast.
They were the worst. And my computer's so slow that it takes like 2 minutes before the video pops up. So it's hard for me to just like press pause. An altercation took place in front of the police once they arrived on scene. Stanton was arrested and transported to the Clark County Detention Center. Through the course of the investigation, it was found there was probable cause to arrest Stanton on one count of battery domestic violence. A representative for Stanton, Steve Honig, said the incident was a misunderstanding, a result of Stanton having too much to drink. Amanda is embarrassed and ashamed this happened and sincerely apologizes to hotel security and the Las Vegas Police Department. Amanda is a gentle, respectful person who has never gotten physical with anyone under any circumstance. That evening, she had a few drinks at a bachelorette party when hotel security asked her and Bobby to quiet down. She got a bit rambunctious. Amanda gave Bobby what she thought was a playful shove. Hotel security did their job and reported the incident to the police, who in turn did their job. Despite Bobby explaining this was not an ill-intended shove, the police still had to do their job, which Amanda completely respects and understands.
Oh, sounds like a bunch of nothing really happened. If it's just like a playful shove, or do you think that's just like what it became in the story?
Regardless of what it is potentially like we said, I don't know much, mm-hmm. but anything like this is real bad in a custody situation.
Oh, yeah.
And so if her ex like wants to use this, she could be in real trouble.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that side of things. I was like, oh, I don't think she has kids with this guy, but no, her ex.
But wouldn't her boyfriend doesn't press charges, like, aren't they dropped and not on the record, or what's the scoop with that?
If you're booked into the system, there is a record.
Right. Mm. Not great. Not a great situation.
No. I was
so just like, don't mess
that.
Around physically in front of law enforcement. Just like blanket tip.
Yeah.
And that's
no play fighting.
This episode's law tip from Mark Luskin.
No, that's law tip from watching live PD. So this is some good life advice.
Yes.
All right. Another story. This is from Us Weekly. The last one was from CNN.
Has to be true. Yes.
Is Bachelor Nation's Tia Booth dating Big Brother's Corey Brooks? ?
This story is insane.
Okay, let's see if I can get through this one without stumbling. What happens in the Bachelor Mansion stays in the Big Brother house, reality stars Tia Booth and Corey Brooks sparked dating rumors after they exchanged several flirty comments. Fans first picked up on the messages when Brooks, who finished fourth in place on Big Brother season 18 in 2016, posted a photo of himself on Instagram on August 29th. Booth, who appeared on The Bachelor season 22 earlier this year before joining Bachelor in Paradise season 5, commented, "Oh, hi," to which Brooks responded, "Hi, BB," and that's the letters B and B.
Okay, I'm going to have to make you take a pause here.
Please do.
I am not sure which came first, these news stories or the Instagram account comments by celebs, but somebody is to blame. Comments on an Instagram does not make a news story. This isn't news.
I think I blame Ariana Davidson and Pete Davidson. Well, soon to be Ariana Davidson.
Oh my God, that's so true. That is where this started. Where,
yeah, because that came true. You know,
those were like the receipts.
Yes. Yes.
The flirtatiousness continued on Sunday, September 9th, when the baseball coach, 27, shared a picture of him shirtless on a beach in Punta Cana. He captioned the post, "All-inclusive resorts are cool, but all-inclusive boyfriends are better." What the fuck does that mean?
What does it even mean?
That makes no sense. In the comments section, the physical therapist, also 27, wrote, "Do all-inclusive boyfriends text back within an appropriate amount of time? Hashtag 30 seconds or less." Okay, that's a lot to expect, Tia.
Yeah. His response is even worse.
Brooks replied, "I could do a lot in less than 30 seconds." Oh,
not a bragging point.
No.
Booth was not the only one leaving amorous comments. After she shared a photo of herself wearing a purple two-piece dress at the Paradise reunion on Tuesday, September 11th, Brooks commented, "I've got a new one set for you made of boyfriend material." Oh, fucking kill me. This is the worst.
And you know the girl that wrote this probably has like a journalism degree from you. This is so sad.
The Fan Connection owner has tweeted about the Bachelor Nation star too. On September 4th, he wrote, "Hey girl, at Tia Rachel 91. And added a rose emoji. She did not publicly respond.
She's over the roses.
He tweeted into the void.
Yes.
Oh, Booth man. Previously vied for Ariel Lundyke Jr.'s heart on The Bachelor. She later reunited with her ex Colton Underwood, who has since been named the next Bachelor on Paradise. But their romance quickly fizzled. Brooks was previously in a showmance with his Big Brother co-star, Nicole Franzel, but they broke up after leaving the house. She recently got engaged to her season 18 housemate, Victor Arroyo. Us Weekly has reached out to Booth and Brooks for comment.
Yeah, when are they going to actually go public with this? It's just Instagram comments right now. But
for sake.
Did you say hopefully never?
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, if we thought Colton was like a piece of white bread, Corey is like the bag of white bread you left on the counter too long, and now it's stale and moldy at the same time somehow.
He's like he's like lanky Colton. He's just like a smaller version of Colton, I feel like.
I also always mix up Corey with that guy I hated from Judge season.
Oh. I can't think of who it is.
Who's on X on the Beach?
See, I mix him up with...
Chase, yeah.
I mix him up with Clay from Big Brother. Isn't there a Clay?
Oh, yeah. I get that, too. Yeah, mix them up.
Yeah. So, well, good for her for moving on, I guess. You know, she was bound to. Can't, you know, Colton's moved on in a big way, so...
Yikes. Another little piece of news, not as big as the other ones. The X on the Beach season 2 USA cast has started to leak, and our good friend Chad Johnson is going to be on it.
So do you think he will have X's show up, or is he going to be one of the, I haven't watched the show, so Haley, you know it better, but I know not all of them have X's that show up, right? They're kind of like trying to mix things up.
Yeah, I would assume one of his exes show up. It seems like he's an original cast member, from what I understand. Rourke, do you watch X on the Beach?
Of course I do, yes.
Are you excited to see Chad on
this? I mean, I think I'm here for this in a big way. He brings it. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. And I think it's going to be such a good fit for this show where you are sort of required to be a tool.
And then do you think that will give him the opportunity to easily transition into being on the challenge like he really wants?
I mean, that would almost be scary.
Yeah.
I think his gameplay, I think on the challenge would be similar. If you're, are you guys, what are you watching this season right now? This Final Reckoning situation?
Of course I am.
Okay, cool. I think that he would probably be similar to Polly, where he runs his mouth, tells these big sort of emotionally loaded lies. And I think it could be pretty brutal.
Yeah, so we'll see how that future comes out. And our last piece of news is a biggie, too. So this came out before yesterday's episode, so Tuesday night's episode. This is from Reality Steve, and he says that Jenna has been cheating on Jordan the entire time since Bachelor in Paradise ended. He had some texts. I'll read some of them. Please don't think any less of me. So Jenna's in the gray and the guy's in the blue. So he says, "Good morning, beautiful. How's my girl doing this morning?" Do you need to say morning twice, guy? No, you don't. She says, "Amazing. My heart is melting thinking about hanging out with my girls again. I'm so excited. But I'll admit, I'm even more excited to see you later tonight. Guess I'm the only one who's excited and you don't love me anymore." I guess he didn't text back. He says, no, of course I'm excited and still do. Sorry, I had a work call and I'm just super busy. I'll make it up to you. Wink face. Oh, kill me. She says, "You always say that. You're always so busy, but you do always make it up to me. LOL. Tonight I'm going to take all your stress away. I can't wait to put you fuck on."
You might want to stop.
Oh, did I just miss?
NSFW.
Our whole podcast is NSFW. Yeah. People should not be listening to this with their children. They know that. I can't believe I'm going to say this and people are going to have this recorded version of me saying this. Okay. "I can't wait to put you in my mouth. It's going to get real kinky. I might bring a belt and whip and kick your ass. Maybe I'll dress up and dress you up too. Better watch out. I'm coming for you." He says, "Oh my, LOL. I guess I wouldn't mind that too much. Love you." She says, "I love you the most." And then, "Hey, I have a business question. Can I call you in a bit to ask?" He said, "Sure, baby. In about an hour after my meeting." And then there's another text. Apparently they had a fight somewhere along the line. I'm not reading the Reality Steve bits of this because you can do that yourself. She says, "Good morning, handsome. I want to say sorry. Don't be mad at me or do anything crazy. I know you're upset about this week's episodes. I told you yesterday and keep telling you this is all for my business. You know how much I need the money. Me and Jordan aren't together for real. I don't even like him, never let alone love him. I'm better than him, and once I'm able to break it off for good and make up some story to make him look bad, if it'll make you feel better. He means nothing to me and never has. None of the guys I go out with mean anything. All for work and networking. You're the only one I need in my life. The only guy who interests me. I need you to love me and always be there for me. I'm going to call you. You still love me?"
It's a theme there. "You still love me." Text. Always a winner, right, guys?
Yeah, so Reality Steve says he has been able to verify that these are coming from Jenna's number. And of course, we saw them, Jenna and Jordan, get engaged last night on television. But none of us were able to enjoy it because this news came out.
It was really breaking about the same time, at least for me, when I was watching.
Yeah. And Jordan didn't respond till this morning. This is what he says on an Instagram photo of himself in black and white, giving the ultimate Zoolander stare.
This caption is the best part of this.
Okay. You guys ready for this?
Whatever sounds weird, it's not Haley's fault.
Oh, yeah. Let's blame it on Jordan and not me at all. Okay. I need to cough first. Okay, we're good. "To think, to feel, to fall. These emotions interact with experiences and people. When you find a person, you think about them. you feel when they feel, and sometimes you fall. When you're in love, and even the experiences you've had with them, it's something to respect. Being careless with someone that you give your heart to and reach milestones with is insensible, no matter what the terms may be.
I have no idea what he said.
Same. I have not had an easy life, and having struggles allows me to grab onto tough times and discard them from my path. I deal with unreasonable circumstances reasonably and have come to terms with a decision to remove myself from the relationship. It breaks my heart to think, feel, and fall for this. It's dropped me. Fumbling emotions and being understanding is not easy. I'll be taking time to pursue my inner peace, and she will always have me to talk to. If you reach out to me, allow me time. Thank you to those who have.
Whew. Wow.
Like, I get what the emotional thrust of that is, but it is in language that is not comprehensible.
No, it's like florally for the sake of being florally. And it's, I guess it's flowery language, not florally language, is it?
It's definitely hard to follow.
It's a lot. Don't worry, Jenna also said something.
Okay.
She said, I want to start by saying those texts were completely fabricated and I never sent them to anyone. I did not cheat on Jordan. I have nothing to hide. I've been extremely open and vulnerable throughout this whole process. I was looking for love and I found it. I was excited to share this journey with all of you. I'm hurt by these fake texts that anyone would believe this story so quickly without proof. I have an attorney helping me investigate this hurtful and fraudulent attack on my character. We are evaluating all legal remedies to punish those responsible. Wow.
Where do you guys stand? Are they real? Are they not?
I'd love to believe they're not, but I kind of believe they are.
I think Jordan's decision to break it off. Some interview I saw, he said something like, I have reason to believe they're real. You know, he saw the text. So I think probably some of those interesting phrases or emojis made it clear that it was her type of text, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to think that he had three options: to stay with her and defend her, mm-hmm. to end it and sort of not badmouth her, which is the path he's taken, mm-hmm. and then like to end it and shame her. And so I feel like you must feel that something else is off if you don't fully trust your partner in a situation like this. Mm-hmm. And so it's like there just had to be something kind of more that he knew of that warrants this type of break off.
Or maybe he's just like, hey, Reality Steve always has the spoilers, so it's got to be true.
Yes. Do either of you guys watch Vanderpump Rules?
I do not.
No.
Ugh. Okay. Never mind. No,
our listeners probably do.
So there's like what Jordan really reminds me of is in season one, Stassi and Jax are dating and they break up and he sends her flowers with a note that is really, you get what he's saying, but it's just so not right. And it just like reminds me a lot of Jordan. It reads, Stassi, even though this is the furthest I wanted for us, I want you to know I love you with every bit I have, and I want you to enjoy your day. Love you always.
I need that in a tattoo form, I think.
Exactly. It's so good.
Yes.
Yeah, where it's just like trying to be a lot, but not really succeeding.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, this whole news story definitely made this episode tougher to watch because I was really mm-hmm. loving this proposal. If we want to start talking about this couple and kind of work our way backwards, because it's a little challenging. I feel like we had two episodes this week back to back and wrapping everything up. And so many things changed from the last night in paradise to the reunion. And then even now, present day in the news. So Haley, what were your thoughts on this couple heading into the fantasy suite and all of that?
I was really excited for them. I like them. I thought they were fun. But having read this story beforehand, before watching the second episode, it kind of ruined that experience for me. And I guess that's my bad that I read the story, but it was hard to ignore. It was really hard to ignore. And so watching it was just kind of like, oh, I feel bad for Jordan because I don't think he's faking this. Like, I don't think it was like a ploy for attention.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think The Bachelor is a good example of being able to look at people and say, wow, I would sooner die than date you. But I'm so glad that you found an Barbie to your Ken doll, you know, like
you, Chris and Crystal. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, I feel like I'm able to feel that on this show. And they were a good example of just two vacant people that found each other. And it's all a lie.
Can you believe that, Rourke? Two vacant people being together is a lie.
You know, I'm surprised. Actually, she had the depth to pull off this scam.
And the intelligence, honestly.
This guy was probably coaching her. This text recipient.
I mean, the vision board. They had three kids.
Tucker.
Jordana.
Spelled B-O-W.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the happy couple visits. We got them filmed and it just came crashing down.
I know. I liked the filming of the happy and not so happy couple visits.
Yeah, I think they're trying to make it seem like, oh, we always did this, right? So here we're doing it for Paradise. But yeah, it definitely makes the transition between the reunion and the last night in Paradise a little smoother.
Do you think there's footage of Camille and Annalise that we didn't see?
Yes. Oh my God, you're right.
So good.
I didn't think that.
I would have actually been interested to see that.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
not to jump around, but actually, we'll get to them.
There's so
much.
Almost too much to unpack tonight.
Really, there really is.
Rare night.
I know. I was really like rooting for them. Of the three couples remaining, I was like, okay, this one, I'm gonna root for them. And I didn't read the story till like right after the reunion episode, so I was like going along with it. Chris Harrison was gonna officiate. They had wedding plans. I saw one article saying that they've like were really working on the plans, and he was looking into catering. So it was very real on Jordan's end.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate and kind of heartbreaking that if this is all true, that Jordan kind of got his heart broken in a spectacularly embarrassing way. But he comes out on so much top that I think he will see him in Paradise next year.
He could be like a Carly coming back. The redemption story. There's no way he doesn't come back in some form, because The Bachelor itself hasn't gotten to cover this side of things. So the casual viewer, I mean, Rourke, what are they thinking right about now? They're still looking for this wedding next summer.
That's actually a really good point, that if people are not consuming the 24/7 Bachelor news cycle,
what's that like?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, people and us are probably big enough outlets for this to cross most people's radar, seeing as millennials are the core demographic. But I think that Jordan has like so much longevity in the franchise. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's endlessly quotable. And yeah, he'll always make good TV for this franchise, I think. So
I would take him as a bartender replacement once Wells like marries Sarah Hyland and gets way too good for this.
Yeah. That would be good. I could see that for sure. I feel like we didn't get enough of the bartenders, really. I don't know if they really needed two this season, but
I did read something. So I read this list. Sorry, I forgot to include it because I'm just remembering it now. I can't even remember what outlet it was with. I think it was maybe ET. They had like a lit, like, Wells 10 things you didn't know about this season of Bachelor in Paradise, and one of them was like the plan was that Wells wasn't going to be there the whole time, that Yuki was just going to take over for him, but her English was not good enough.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's like a little sad.
Yeah.
Like, what did you expect taking this Japanese woman who...
Right.
The joke on Winter Games was that she didn't speak English, to bring her to Paradise. I mean, she's like, don't you speak English yet?
Oh, right.
She seemed to have like pretty fast acquisition on Winter Games. But yeah, I think that they probably asked for a little too much there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes more sense now. yeah, any more thoughts, either of you, on this couple? I feel like we would say more, but because
let's
of the news.
Let's put a pin in it.
Yeah. Let's move on to happier news. How about Chris and Crystal? Are you guys excited
Good
about
for them?
I'm very, very happy for them. And someone put it in the way, like, I'm excited for them to not be on my TV anymore. Crystal, I think she had a real great renaissance on this season. I think most people come out of this season with a positive outlook on Crystal, and I'm very happy for her for that. Chris still sucks, but him and Crystal seem to really dig each other, and he treats her well, and that's what matters.
Well said.
Yeah, it was thinking back, it was weird to me that they both really kind of had similar arcs on their seasons, and they were both villains, but they also both kind of were, I don't know, not so much early front runners, but they had early one-on-one dates and got overconfident and couldn't really handle the lead with other dates. And Crystal, I think maybe because it's further away, but and maybe because of how she appeared on Paradise, but I feel, yes, a lot more warmly towards her. Whereas Chris, I don't know if I'm ever going to like him, but I do like him with Crystal. So there is that. You know, they reunited with her dogs. It was a little creepy, that little scene with the dragging dog stuffed animals on the beach, but there's cuteness to that, maybe.
The amount of waste on this show, 3 stuffed animals have been completely...
Isn't it 4?
Ruined. Oh, 4?
Well, it's 2 dogs, maybe, 2 little dogs, and then 2
right,
big dogs.
And then the big one.
But then there was like a different big dog that we don't know what happened.
Oh, maybe that one didn't get wrecked. The Annalise one, right?
Yeah, and then didn't... Oh, God, I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure it didn't make it out of there. So, yeah, I don't know where they got those. But, yeah, it was very wasteful. They could have just brought them to the quinceañera and given her some gifts.
And I love stuffed animals. Like, I don't want to see stuffed animals go to waste like that.
No. No, that's not cool.
I'm a child. I loved that Chris's mom and Crystal's mom are BFFs. That makes
they
me feel
look
good.
Related.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong.
What about Chris's fake out when he was proposing?
Not
I hate a fake out. I hate pranks. Pranks are stupid.
Yeah, not good for that moment. You know, if they really are going to last, then that's the memory she's going to have. But it was really good for the teasers, right? It looked like they were going to be the ones that had the big issue, and
right. Which I feel like they weren't going to break up, right?
You thought they were?
No chance. They were.
No. I thought at no point were they going to break up.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they were, I don't know, they made it through a bunch of different dates with other people, and yeah, it looks like, I don't know, are we saying that they may be the most successful, or are there other couples?
I hope they stay together forever. Yes, well, it's hard to be less successful than the other two couples that made it to the stage.
Yes.
I don't think Kevin and Astrid are categorically unsuccessful yet.
They didn't make it to the stage.
The dais. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say dais, but I'm embarrassed about
the Rose Palapa.
Yes, the Rose Palapa. They didn't make it to like you must propose here platform.
Right. Okay. I understand what you're saying now. Chris and Crystal did give like a couple interview to Glamour.
Oh.
And Chris said, I just wanted to keep her on her toes because she always keeps me on my toes. That was his answer for why you faked her out.
Okay.
Or producers.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
Producers wanted an alternate editing for the promo.
Yes. So that leaves, of the ones who made it to this Rose Palapa, Camille, and Annalise.
Wow. Just watching our entire relationship has been the most uncomfortable experience of my podcasting career, I'd say. And this includes the sexual harassment debacle last year. It's very clear that Camille is not into Annalise, has never been into Annalise. And it's like, and how,
everyone.
Yeah. And she is so into him. It's unfortunate. And even when he was just, he was like at the Parapola, is that what we're calling it?
Close enough.
He was like, I love you, but I can't give you the engagement that you want. I want to see how this continues outside of here. It's like, okay, buddy, you do not want to continue that. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to get murdered right here, right now.
Right. He wants his plane home.
Her self-awareness is so low.
Non-existent?
And he is so dead behind the eyes. Mm. They're both so awful and unlike these other two couples that we're discussing, awful people that are not good together.
No, I never saw any chemistry. Don't get it.
Just sheer desperation is your chemistry there.
I suppose. Yes. I mean, he was the only one she saw babies and marriage with, although I feel like she said that about Kenny and Jordan.
So, yeah, do you like how they did like the montage of her being like, oh, he's my soulmate. Oh, he's my soulmate. Oh, wow, Camille, he's hot.
Yeah.
But don't worry. Everything we expected to happen happened in the worst possible setting on the Bachelor in Paradise stage. Like, first we were talking to Annalise. For those who did not watch this series, which I feel like is most of you at this point. So Annalise sits down to talk to Chris and she's like, we're great. We're having a great time. I love him. I think a proposal is coming soon. This is great. We're having such a great time. Then he comes out and he breaks up with her on stage and says like, oh, I'm not feeling this anymore. Like, dude, you never felt it. And she's like, you never tried. He's like, I did try. And she's like, no, you didn't. I tried. I was the one that was trying. I was giving 90 and you were giving 10. By the way, I called that weeks ago.
That's crazy. Yeah, you totally did.
I literally said those words.
Maybe anyway, she was following your tweet.
And that is 100% a reason to break up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Not to then say you need to try more. It's, oh, wow, I'm trying 90. This isn't a good relationship.
Not a balance. Yes. And he already wanted 60-40.
Not even close to 60-40. No. Girl. Nice.
Yeah.
Same mind.
Yes. And then she claimed that she tried to break up with him a few weeks ago. Rourke, do you believe
that? Okay, Annalise.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she and Eric did like an interview with somebody. And I think it was like for Extra or something.
Nice. You did your research, Rourke.
This is why we brought you on. A lot of people like sent me stuff today. So what she was saying is that like she, even after the taping happened, she like still had hope.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh,
this taping?
Yes.
Wow.
And now she's not so sure.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. She is just she needs to sit down with Kevin's therapist for like a long self-reflection.
She needs to take a year and just figure out herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then find a guy who's like a little less attractive than her and very obsessed with her.
Mm, I like that. I think that would be good. But what do you think the chances are that she's going to do that compared to her just coming back on Paradise next year to try this all again, kind of a la Claire?
100%. She is like the easiest mark for producers ever, so no question, you rehire her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even after that proposal, which was crazy to me because they showed him really clearly saying that he didn't want to do that, but somehow proposed. Or no, he didn't propose. Sorry, I'm thinking of someone else. he made it very clear that he didn't even really want to continue on to the fantasy suites. That's what I'm thinking of. And yet he did. Like, he had some comment about, like, oh, we're not ready for this. And it sounded like he was not going to offer that, but yet he did. And then he made it so clear that, okay, I'm not ready to propose. I know you are ready for that. And then at that point, she was like, oh, totally fine. I'm chill.
Oh my God, I totally didn't really want that. Yeah. It's fine.
But it's going to be 2 weeks. It's going to be a month, maybe a few months tops. I mean, even at that point, it was like, oh yeah, I'm sure it's happening soon.
No, it's not.
No.
So, so sad.
I'm sure she thought it was going to happen like probably the exact opposite of what happened. You know, she probably thought she was going to get that proposal at this reunion and she got the breakup. Like, oh, he's probably just faking me out, distancing himself. And no.
I got an Airbnb for us.
I paid for your
ticket. I hope she got a new one.
Yes. They did tweet her and offered her a free stay with her girlfriend.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's good marketing.
It is. Good PR.
As a quick like production aside, I thought it was really clever that they had all the guys wear the same blue shirt.
Yes, I thought so too.
So that because like when they showed them, when you saw the close-ups,
like, oh, that's Chris. But then I was like, oh wait, Jordan's also wearing a blue shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very smart.
That was great.
I guess like act like Reality Steve doesn't have it, but sure. A for effort or E for effort, whichever you decide.
Yes.
I also loved Camille's line of, can't believe I look like the asshole again. This isn't fair. I always look like the asshole.
Maybe.
Which makes me wonder what the producer told him he would look like.
True.
If you're breaking up with somebody on stage, what other outcome could you expect? Except
no idea.
Yeah. Oh, you're giving her a new chance and people sympathize with her.
Just think of Ari and Becca, how great that went.
Yeah. Look what happened to Becca. Exactly. Well, she got the free Airbnb, so there's that.
Little victories.
But what I'm wondering is just, so then Chris Harrison, he said like, oh, you guys come get your girl and the whole cast comes up. But I mean, how are they not just like shaking her, being like, this guy was never into you? Like, where was Bibiana to counsel this relationship?
Good question.
I mean, I do think once the relationship is over, that is not the time to like shove the truth in their face. True. Because I think then that's just hurtful. It's you got to grab it early.
Mm-hmm. I feel like some people, well, I guess Chelsea tried in Paradise to kind of be like, hey, look, he was talking to me and I don't think he's where you're at, but she wasn't having it. So
was Chelsea at the reunion?
She was. They didn't talk to her, though, I don't think.
They cut to her briefly when they were like, John was FaceTiming Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. So, yeah. Let's get to some of these other like couples that just disappeared after, before the fantasy suites. Any shockers for either of you with the couples that decided not to pursue fantasy suites? We had some major breakups, really, even before that.
I think obviously the only two that are surprising were Kevin and Astrid and Kendall and Joe, which honestly, both of these situations, I felt like these were the most realistic relationships inside and outside of Paradise. I didn't really expect either pair to get engaged because I feel like the women in the pairs are very like even keel and level headed and rational and reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that outside of Paradise that was shown, and I thought it was really interesting actually to see in both couples, like in Kendall and Joe, like the woman kind of pulled back and was like, no, I don't know what I'm doing. And then in Astrid and Kevin, it was the man who was like, no, I don't know what I'm doing. So it felt like more even, and it's not like all these men are trash or like, oh, all these women are just playing with the hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I thought that was interesting. I felt like in both couples, both parties of the couples are reasonable and rational, and being in this situation is not great for them. And that's why they freaked out and pulled back.
Mm-hmm. yeah, is the new way to have a success story to just bail on the last the fantasy suites in paradise and just be like, let's just go to the real world and not play this game?
Maybe. I'd love to get into a little bit of a deep dive about Kevin and Astrid.
Yeah, let's do it.
They were easily my favorite couple this season. I think Astrid is really awesome. I'm so excited that we got to see so much from her this season and why she is cool and a awesome woman and just really great. And Kevin, I thought, really came into his own this season too. Like I've said 500 times before, I didn't like him on his original season. I liked him more on Winter Games and I really liked him here. Mm-hmm. My feelings about him didn't change throughout the situation, even though he did blindside Astrid, and that was not okay. It was really unfortunate. But this was a man in distress. And he said in the reunion, once I got home, once I got back to therapy, then I was really able to get my head back into the game and understand what I had done wrong, why I was freaking out, why I was upset. And he had said throughout the show, like, I'm freaking out because I don't have access to my therapist. Why didn't he get to talk to a therapist when he was there? He clearly was reaching out for it. He said it multiple times that he needed a therapist to be a successful human being. And he was denied access to it for the drama of it all. Like was seeing this breakup in paradise worth it, knowing that this guy was in such turmoil? I would have rather seen like a happy couple make it to the end.
Right.
So I think there are like a couple logistics things there where, so obviously on Survivor, you only have access to the therapist once you're voted out. Mm-hmm. And so if that's attention that you need, you either need to remove yourself or get voted out. And then once you're out, you can, like, there were people that talked to the therapist every day once they were voted out. But obviously that's like, it's a different situation than Bachelor. And I don't know what their rules are about that, but then also do factor in that he said that I think he sees his person twice a week. So that's a fair amount of rapport that he has with that person. And so to fully supplant that with somebody who also is not bound by confidentiality, technically they work for production, not for you. Mm-hmm. So what you tell them, they can use against you.
But like, he couldn't have had one phone call with his therapist.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Agreed. I definitely agree with that. I just wonder kind of like what their rules are about that.
I get that.
And
that,
not
that,
that I'm saying rules sense. Are good rules, but yeah.
But it just seemed like, regardless, seeing this guy in distress was like not entertaining television. It was like upsetting that he had to go through this. And I would have rather seen him be like a fully functional human, mm-hmm. which he ended up being on the after show, and him and Astrid got it together. Do you think that at this reunion show, that's when they finally got back together? Because I don't believe it for a damn second. Because she was clearly like, even when she was like, oh, yeah, he broke my heart, he blindsided me. Oh, well, what a scallywag that guy is.
Yeah, it seems a little bit like, because she was in Toronto with him watching this air. And I don't know, was it a week ago that it filmed, or it just seems a little rushed.
2 weeks ago max.
Yeah, so I doubt that it was just like, oh, wait, let's just reunite right now.
Yeah, like, I think they've been probably back together since 2 weeks after they finished filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bibiana was on a podcast that I listened to, and she was saying that, and this actually Astrid kind of brought up their friendship in the show, that Bibiana had been talking to her, and she said that Astrid's lease was up, and she's just really ready for something serious, and she wouldn't be surprised if Astrid moved very quickly.
Come to Canada.
Yes. yeah, I really like them as a couple, and I just wasn't expecting, you know, I just thought Kevin was going to bail on this relationship, and I wasn't expecting these two couples we saw come back together. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, that was an interesting take on Bachelor in Paradise that I don't think we've ever seen before.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the show doesn't really know how to handle that because they want everything to air, you know? So, but good on these couples of like doing it their own way. and making it a little more realistic. So let's talk about the next one, Kendall and Joe. Rourke, were you surprised by them breaking up in Paradise?
I was not, because Kendall, I thought, behaved very poorly throughout. Mm. And that, you know, there's not an insignificant age difference. He's 32, she's 26. Mm-hmm. And I think that that really showed out there where her conversation with him on, I guess, were they even there on Tuesday's episode or did they leave on Mondays?
They left on Mondays, I think, because we had a very short amount of time on Tuesday's episode, like
true,
35 true. Minutes of like
they like the finishing those
literally the finishing wink of the overnight dates and then the proposals.
Okay. So then I almost think it was her, the accumulation of her conversation with him when she was in that like white crop top and the red skirt, maybe even from last week. And then their breakup conversation where she was saying like, I don't know how you feel. And he said, no, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really astute where like, she's the one who is emotionally unclear and has been like kissing other people and never been all in. And that he agreed to things because he felt like that was what she wanted to hear and he wanted to keep her. And so like, I didn't feel surprised. I always sort of got the vibe that I almost wonder if she thought he was a joke, like what's this grocery store Joe thing? Like if she thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And didn't take him seriously. I don't know, but I was not surprised when they broke up. And I was actually a little bit surprised that they're dating.
I was too. I was surprised they were back together. Yeah, I liked when he said like, oh, I just wasn't telling you these things because you've talked about how it scares you off when guys tell you your feelings. And
I also feel like Joe's not the type of guy to gush about his emotions. No. And I thought in his like own non-verbally ways, he did it. I thought he showed Kendall that he was really into her. Like he didn't go on any other dates.
No, he made it clear he wouldn't.
He only talked about her. He wanted to spend all his time with her. Like I thought, you know, in his not like gush ways, like he showed he was very serious. And I think Kendall was the one who maybe didn't show she was this serious.
Yeah. No, I thought he was the picture of maturity in this.
Which I hope he is for a 32-year-old man, honestly.
Agreed. But our bar is lower with this.
it truly is.
How did you guys feel about Haley, how did you guys feel about the filming in Chicago?
I loved it. Like, it was also, like, a little set up, but, like, I love that we got to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
What?
I just think it's so funny that like she flies to Chicago and is like, production, come with me. Like what happened here?
She probably didn't get his phone number when they left Paradise. And then so she called someone in production to be like, hey, I need Joe's phone number. And they go,
for what?
Why is that, Kendall? And then they go, we'll pay for you to go there if we can come with you and film it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a little awkward.
Dancing with the Stars.
I know. Okay. So just like we're wondering, okay.
Oh yeah. Kevin, we forgot about that piece of news.
Did Kevin Astor talk in between? Do you guys buy that he didn't know this was a possibility and they just, Chris Harrison just sprung it on him?
No, not even a little bit.
I pulled some strings. What do you think about going on Dancing with the Stars?
What if you were like, you know what? Shucks, no.
There is a 0% chance he is good at dancing. And I'm pretty excited.
He's out within the first 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think Bachelor Nation's going to carry him to like final five?
Absolutely not.
I don't think there's a lot of demographic overlap.
Yeah. I mean, Nick did pretty well, right?
Oh, did he? I have no idea.
He did.
But he was like a fairly decent dancer.
Okay. I was looking at the cast and there were a lot of no names, which doesn't really say much, but I thought, hey, maybe he's got a decent chance because there's some
that's
other people.
That's like every season of Dancing with the Stars, though.
Yeah, that's true. Nikki Glaser is going to be on it. I was excited.
Yeah, that's exciting, eh?
Yeah.
That's kind of a we are on season 27?
Oh my God.
What? How often do they produce this show?
Yeah, seriously.
2 a year, I think.
Wow. But still.
That's madness.
That really is. And they came on after Bachelor started, right? So we're on like 20. So, man.
Something else I read in Wells's list of things we didn't know was like cast members were talking beforehand. Like, ooh. I think we all knew that Leo and Kendall were probably talking beforehand. So when he came in, she was like, oh, what?
Yes. Leo got an invite to this reunion.
Shocking.
Yeah. Why?
Why? He had to get kicked out of Paradise. Right? He got kicked out. Like,
yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it looked like he left, but he would have been kicked out, right?
Yeah, like he didn't make it to the rose ceremony. Leo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was removed.
Yeah, then I'm flabbergasted that he got an invite to the reunion.
Over Diggy. Ooh, a fave. But
you know what? Give me Diggy as bartender next year.
Ooh, that would be good. Well, I want to get into Diggy and all these other couples and uncouplings, but Haley, first, let's talk about HelloFresh.
Let's do it. I'm feeling famished.
Yes. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. And what I really love is that they've got 3 different plans to choose from, so you can really find what works for your household. So I get the veggie as a vegetarian, but they also have classic. And for the classic menu, each week you get a 20-minute meal. So most meals are around 30 minutes, but you can just breeze through with that 20-minute one in the classic plan. Or the family, where you get 4 meals in for each meal. So great selection.
And it helps you rediscover the excitement of cooking. You can look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier and so darn tasty. You can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. Like they truly could not have made it easier to make it look like you're really good at cooking and you can impress a lot of people.
Yes, and I need that because I am not, we've talked about it before, but I'm just not a natural chef. And it's not something that like really even interested me as like trying to figure out new recipes. But with this, I can feel like I'm doing it and I don't have to just grab the cereal box or frozen dinner as I would normally do. I mean, tonight I did, had fusilli rustica, which is a pasta, like the spirally pasta, sun-dried tomato cream sauce, broccoli, and toasted almonds. So good. Normally, on a night before a podcast, I don't even know what I would be eating. It was just very sad. Haley, we used to talk about kind of the things that we'd be like, okay, I've got to cram something in before we record. And now I can actually...
Like I had like a quarter of a piece of toast.
Exactly. I can put something together. I'll be like, oh, can we delay 5 minutes? I got to like finish like shoving this something in my face.
Haley, can we pause for a minute? I have to get my...
Yeah, so this it's like, and it's convenient because you can decide what day of the week you want it delivered. You can see ahead of time what meals are coming, so you can say, okay, you know, on Monday I'm going to do this one and I'll do Wednesday, Friday, or hey, I'm going to save these for the weekend. And you're not spending all night in the kitchen. You can actually do it when you get home from work, before you go out on the town, or before you watch Big Brother, whatever you're doing that night, Bachelorette, of course, because most of the recipes only take around 30 minutes and there's lots of one pot recipes. So you don't have a lot of cleanup after, and you actually want to cook when you get home from work, which I never did before.
And you can spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love, like sitting on the couch and watching television, or listening to us talk about sitting on the couch and watching television. Mm-hmm. Actually, you could listen to us while cooking your HelloFresh meal. That's an option for you too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get out of that recipe rut and start cooking outside of your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes in each week's box. Amy, you've said before you've tried some things through HelloFresh that you would never have thought about trying before.
Yes. One of the ones I always go back to is kimchi burritos. So very delicious. Would not have thought combining that into a dish. And now it like makes me think of like, hey, what could I try kind of on my own when I'm grabbing lunch or something? I could, you know, different seasonings I wouldn't have thought to put together before. And we have an amazing offer, you guys, a new offer for a total of $60 off your first HelloFresh. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Visit HelloFresh.com/Bachelor60 and enter the promo code Bachelor60. So again, that is HelloFresh.com/Bachelor60, promo code Bachelor60, and that gets you $60 off your first three boxes, total of 20 each after your first three. So amazing offer. Let us know what you guys think. All right, Haley, let's backtrack and Rourke to the night one and some of these other couples that we haven't talked about, including poor unfortunate Diggy, who was the last one to exit a rose ceremony. Haley, how are you holding up?
Not well, Captain. Diggy just does not have great luck in this like final week of paradise. Last season, he picked Jamie over someone else, Dominique maybe?
Dominique, mm-hmm.
And then Jamie was like, you know what, JK, I'm okay, thank you. Mm. And then this year, he doesn't get the rose from Olivia, and Olivia goes with John. The nerd gets the girl again, am I right?
I know, the old story. Rourke, were you surprised by Olivia picking John? Venmo John finally got, settled on, made his decision, or had the decision made for him. But, you know, he went through a lot of different options in paradise. What were your thoughts?
Seriously, I mean, it does sort of behoove you almost to be the nerd in paradise, because then you're actually like, if you're the swing vote, you always are the person in power, and so like people are always going to come after you. Not that like, I guess if that's like the life you want to live, but or if you want to find a happy couple, you can just kiss one person the whole time. But so a brief aside is that I have become obsessed with Love Island. Ooh. And have been trying to preach the good word and figure out a way for Haley to hack American Hulu.
I'm desperate.
I've seen it come up on Hulu, and I've seen a lot of tweets about it, mainly from, I think, people I follow who are British. But then I saw that it was on Hulu, and I was like, okay, yeah, Rourke, tell me about it, because I want to know.
Yeah, so it's a British show that sort of combines what I can assume is what's good about Big Brother with what's good about Bachelor in Paradise. And it makes me feel more disappointed in Bachelor in Paradise, because I know how a show like this can be so good and can be done incredibly effectively, even when you bring in people really late and the couples all feel really established, which is obviously what happened to Diggy.
Yeah, because this really was kind of a mess. You know,
such
we'll
a bad
these
spot
couples,
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think a huge takeaway from it also is that Bachelor in Paradise has got to keep its numbers lower, because
33
like trying
people they had come in.
I think they said 35.
It's ridiculous.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah.
And whereas with in Love Island, it's five men and five women is the core. Okay. And then they'll bring in one or two guys at a time to mix things up. And it's usually pretty quick then when somebody gets eliminated, and often things will be like and I think this would actually work amazing on Bachelor in Paradise. So there was a great challenge where the women were in power, and each of them were seated at a table, and four different guys came through and speed dated each one of them, and then they collectively voted on who to bring in.
I love that.
And so that also advantages the people who are like John, or maybe even Annalise. Obviously, like that's kind of a crazy situation, but people who haven't quite latched on to somebody, because then it can be like, okay, what's your type? What would you be looking for? Out of those four, who were you most interested in? Like, we're here to support you. And then you see sort of like friendships, like get together and like girls helping girls. It's a great method, I think, for getting people on and then still getting some fan favorites through. Because I think we would have felt less bad if Diggy had come through in a thing like that versus like he had no shot in how he did come in.
Right. I mean, even if Olivia picked him, what's going to happen is same as what happened with Olivia and John. It's like, okay, but we're not going to fantasy suites. Like, it's just so weird how this last episode of the show just, it's always a bloodbath. Like, people just leave.
It exerts ridiculous artificial pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we saw two stronger couples leave because of that, you know, with Astrid and Kevin and Kendall and Joe. So that would definitely be a way. We've talked, Haley, about different ways, different ideas to fix Paradise, because after these five seasons, it's still very odd. You had a tweet about how you still don't understand the ending.
I don't. It's so messy. We've been talking about this for 5 years, Amy. 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And never once have we ever been able to be like, well, this is how it's going to end. Oh, something interesting I also heard was that they were so surprised that it was Fantasy Suite Date because they cut filming schedule down by like a week or so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard Rachel talk about that in an interview. She said that one of her production friends told her that they felt like they had so much material, they just didn't want to film anymore.
Wow. Yeah, like they were worried about being able to fit it into the amount of television that they had available.
Yeah.
Wow. So I wonder if there are people waiting in the wings to come onto the show that never got the chance. You'd think if they were originally thinking there was another week. I'd like to hear like some of those people come out of the woodwork if they're there.
Oh, guys, lest we forget, Robbie was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sure I can't forget?
What is the point of these people even showing up on that last day if, you know, they're going to do Fantasy Suites right after that?
Also, I heard that Robbie missed his flight was there a day later than he was supposed to be.
Oh, funny.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Robbie is there. He shows up and goes out with Shoshana. And you know what, guys? They weren't strong enough to make it to Fantasy Suites.
Wow, what a shock.
Yeah.
I want to see like one of these like late last minute couples come and be like, do you want to do it? Yeah. Okay, right. Let's go to the Fantasy Suite then. Just like one time.
Yeah. Well, Haley, I remember from... even season one, we're like, well, why didn't everyone just go? Like, what's the harm, you know? Like, remember what's going to happen?
Remember when Robert wore jeans to sleep when he was with Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, what a classic moment. Yes. I mean, I feel like there's always one couple.
Who's on my flight to Fiji?
Oh, yeah. I remember you said that there were bachelor people on there.
Oh, yeah, because him and Becca were dating then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Amanda Stanton.
Yes. Luckily, she didn't assault anyone while I was there. I have to do a citizen's arrest.
Yes. So let's see. Robbie, Shoshana. And then, Cassandra and Jordan. Almost forgot about them. They weren't even on the reunion. So
oh, yeah.
That's how important they were.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
They were not paying for that flight.
No.
Yeah. No. Cassandra's like, so what do you think? Jordan's like, you know what? Why delay this? We're not going to work. I feel like if we were here for longer, it would have just been stretched out and we would have figured out that we're not good together. So see you later.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a straight up dude. I'm going to be honest.
Did you notice his intro was him flipping a coin?
I didn't notice that.
That's a reference to his
season.
Bachelor.
Decision. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's funny. That's for the New Zealanders that are watching, or the Winter Games enthusiasts.
All seven of you.
Yes. Olivia and John, I kind of liked
power
how they
move.
Exited.
I love this.
Yeah, like, let's exit, but we're exiting together, but let's just skip this whole Fantasy Suite thing. But then on the reunion, it was a little interesting. We alluded to it before, but... it sounded like they were FaceTiming, but then he was also FaceTiming Chelsea, and it was just kind of brushed aside. It wasn't like
they're
just
gonna play.
Yeah. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on John's arc in Paradise?
It's interesting. I don't know. It just seems like he's so like goofy that it's hard to be mad at him. Like, I feel like if it was like a Josh Murray or a Robbie making it with seven different girls,
mm-hmm.
like we'd be like, oh, what a douche, but like now we're like, lol, John.
Oh, so endearing.
John.
Yeah. Yeah, because even that, where like it could have been a scandal for someone else, you're just like, oh, well, whatever. He likes Chelsea now. And that was that. So let's see. Are there any others? Oh, on the reunion, we got to catch up with a few other people like Eric and Angela. Rourke, any thoughts on that relationship or Eric's trajectory on Paradise?
I mean, Eric is such a disaster. And it's really a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like he came off like a pretty good hype train after Rachel's season.
Totally.
And he just seems like Jordan is somebody who so plainly sort of has lines that he's trying to land. And I think he came to Mental All, and I think he came to this reunion with a few things that he wanted to say and, you know, made sure he got those out. So like, I understand there's a planned, these people have personas and they can sometimes work and be funny, mm-hmm. but I think that Eric is so almost like committed to the catchphrase.
The cheese.
And that one, and then also stuff about like living life, it's beautiful. Mm. Like these are just sort of stupid platitudes, and it just comes across as like disingenuous and worthless. I just really don't like it.
Yeah, and I noticed that when he was talking with either Angela or Cassandra, that like it might seem like really charming at first, but then when you see that that's what he's saying to everybody else, it becomes like a substitute for a personality almost.
Yeah, totally.
Let's see who else was at. You know what? Tia and Colton.
Good for Angela for moving on, though. Yes. I know you guys covered that.
Yeah. With Clay. Tia and Colton were actually at this reunion, you guys.
Silently.
Thank God it was quiet.
How odd, because this was obviously filmed before the Bachelor announcement. It was just kind of weird to just see Colton there, like barely acknowledged, but...
Tia's best moment of this entire season was when Annalise was kind of telling Camille how it was, and she just said, "Yes, bitch, yes."
Yeah, that was that was an accurately promoted moment. That was well done.
Yeah, yeah. I loved her, just her intonation. It was like she had a whole different voice. Like she pulled a crystal, but had a deeper, like, just like, yes. It was really
it's
good.
Like she forgot she was mic'd.
Right. It was like she was just, yeah, like a reaction video, just watching it. let's see. I have down, who else did we talk about? David was there. Benoit, Kenny, Bibby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wills actually got an invite. Poor Wills. Did not get much airtime at all. But any remaining
Somebody is trying to make Wills happen, and it's not happening.
I know. It's unfortunate. He couldn't make it happen. I feel like Bibby and Wills were meant to be, or that's what they were trying to make. The producers were trying to make that happen, and it didn't happen. So neither of them lasted as long as I would have thought. But and David and Jordan are friends now, apparently, or they're friendly enough.
Mm-hmm.
So those were kind of
those bigger fish to fry, or right. Chickens to fry.
Yes, exactly. Especially now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little did he know.
I know. But yeah, that was our reunion. Any other remaining thoughts on the reunion special before we get into audience questions, either of you?
I think we've hit the highs and the lows.
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly. All right. We have an email. This is from Cass. Hey, Amy and Haley, I love listening to you guys every week, and I hate that this is the last one for a while. Wondering what your thoughts were on the Jenna controversy of her maybe having another boyfriend and only using Jordan to promote work. Also wondering where Jordan ranks for you in terms of best character / one-liners, because I think he's at the top for me. Thanks, Cass.
Cass, are you actually Matt Gagan writing an email as Cass trying to promote Jordan to me even more? Jordan was fun, and yes, I agree with Rourke. He had some like obvious one-liners he had in his head that he wanted to say, but I feel like he had some like good spontaneous ones.
Yeah, he's good at those analogies that the producers always want you to do,
except the women and food one.
That one, that was not good.
Not great.
No. Let's see. What? So she's like a fitness, is that her business that she's trying to promote?
Yeah, Jenna Cooper Fit.
I mean, I don't know that this is going to help now, but
nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really know what her business is.
Right.
But
because she doesn't seem to promote, like, come to my gym and take my classes. Or
Crystal's like, I work at
Orange Theory or whatever.
Right.
Also, bad move on Jenna's part. She hasn't closed her comments yet on Instagram.
Oh, no. That's going to be ugly.
Yeah. Uh-oh. This and then, yeah, Jordan, he's up there for me. If it's just for Bachelor, you know, I don't know if he's like best character on TV of all time, but he's really good for this franchise, I think, because he's lighthearted. Yeah,
he was fun, and I'm sure we're going to see him next season again.
Yes. This is on Twitter at Jocely. For the intro video with all the girls together and all the guys together, do you think they bring everyone to paradise and then some to a resort to wait? Might be why they're always looking for who's coming next, because they know who is there. Rourke, what are your thoughts, being someone from behind the scenes?
Wait, I'm sorry. Will you say that again? I was reading the comments on Jenna's
Instagram. Let us know if you find a good one.
One person was like, I'm a cybercrime investigator and these are fake.
I love that one. That was my favorite.
That was absurd. I'm sorry. Will you restate the question?
Oh, sure. This is from Jocely. For the intro video with all the girls together and the guys together, do you think they bring everyone to paradise and then send some to a resort to wait? Might be why they are always looking for who's coming next, because they know who is there.
Oh, interesting. I wonder what their sequester procedures are for this show. But usually I feel like they I haven't paid enough close attention, but I usually feel like the Bachelor in Paradise group shot is actually missing people, and they just sort of take it at some time. They just sort of drop a pin in a point in time and decide to take it then. But it's entirely possible that they kind of kept them sequestered and then just one day were like, all right, everybody out, like press photos. Right. And they would have to do that at the end rather than the beginning.
I think at the intro, like in the Almost Paradise part, they show like the guys and girls running in the water together. And I feel like it's just the beginning cast, like Colton's in the mix and Bibiana. But I don't think any of these like latecomers, if I could be wrong.
Yeah, then it might just be there to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like we hear Jacqueline say like, she was offered a spot in the beginning cast, but she didn't want to take that much time off of work, so she probably wasn't there. And I would say people know who's coming just because everyone talks to each other.
Social media.
Totally.
Yeah.
I did see
sliding to DMs, et cetera.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know who you wrote about in your application because they ask you who you'd want. Mm-hmm. And so you have to have at least some reasonable expectation that that person might show up.
Yeah. At least, you know, somebody on your list, they're not gonna ignore them all. So yeah, and I saw an exchange on Twitter between Evan and Diggy, like that they saw each other in the elevator at the resort they were staying at. I think it was maybe the Vedanta or one of the ones where they go and where they had their spa day or something. So I think maybe he overlapped when they were shooting their episode, and you know, Diggy said something like, oh, I didn't know I could say hi because I didn't know the rules. But so maybe, you know, they might like spot people in the hallway or in the elevator and maybe didn't interact with them. But like, oh, I have a feeling somebody's coming because they saw them in the airport or at this hotel or something. Facebook questions we have from Will Holston. How poetic is it that after two seasons of being the queen of emotional intelligence, simple old grocery Joe is the one person Kendall couldn't figure out?
Yeah, I think it's because Joe is, he's not dumb, but he is pretty like simple. Like he's a tell it to you straight kind of guy. And so Kendall probably hasn't dealt with a lot of that in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also definitely think that she styles herself as, I'm the smart girl.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Yeah. This might not be good enough for me, or like, is this enough for me kind of thing? Because she thought Leo was a great conversational. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a lizard.
She's always got a reference that she's quirky with animals and
mm-hmm. I play the ukulele.
Yeah. Are they going to survive the Dancing with the Stars run? Because, you know, it hasn't, you know, Sean Lowe has said how tough it is for, you know, just him.
Yeah,
and
but
Catherine.
Is that because like he had to keep traveling to LA when he wasn't an LA native? Like this might be better for their relationship because he's in LA more.
Could be. They'll see how compatible they really are, because they have to see a lot more of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephen Schultz, how much do you think that wedding dress cost that Jenna and Jordan completely ruined? Oh, we breezed over it. We didn't mention this, that they had the last date in Paradise, which was, you know, we were wondering why they were wearing wedding gear, but it was for their last date. And Amy,
I feel
like
you called it.
Maybe I did. I don't even remember now. The whole Jenna news, it's just like, I can't even think back that far now. But yeah, they had the whole wedding photo date. And Haley, was that the photographer that was on like a past season? They must have flown down.
Like next season or something?
Like way back when.
I don't know.
familiar.
With Corey or Cody and Michelle Money or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm sure it was donated. But it probably was.
Also, you can get wedding dresses for under $100 at David's Bridal. I'm sure.
There's no way this cost more than $150.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they have a wedding dress sponsor. Like, there's no Neil Lane that they use for dresses, right? So, yeah, they probably just
need to think about it.
Yeah. And you guys, June 9th, I mean, they were supposed to get married then. yes.
Next June 9th.
Next June 9th, yeah. Like, they were, I think, aiming for a Paradise wedding. But...
Well, we should all put it in our calendars and celebrate it as if
it was a wedding. Let's all tweet him.
Yeah.
Happy what could have been, yeah.
We'll have like a special podcast that day. Yes.
Exactly.
Which of the couples that are together right now might take this June 9th date, you guys? Any predictions?
Ooh. Give me Crystal and Chris, definitely.
They'll be in the Paradise wedding.
They'll Paradise wedding for sure.
Yeah. I mean, they're the only now the true success story, right? Because I think they can't really count, you know, they didn't get engaged. Other couples didn't get engaged and they weren't, you know, on the last day of Paradise. So
if Bachelor in Paradise can take credit for Jared and Ashley, wherein no part of their relationship succeeded on the show, then they can take credit for all of these people.
That's true. They're going to find a way. Also, am I making it up, but was there a promo that made it seem like somebody was proposing on the reunion special? I swear I saw that.
Okay. So, I was listening to Juliet Littman's podcast last week, mm-hmm. and she had Lauren Zima on, and Lauren works for ET.
Okay.
And she was saying that footage was all from the Bachelor Winter Games reunion.
Oh my gosh. It was Benoit.
Bibiana in that red dress, the ring, everything.
That's terrible.
Was Bachelor Winter Games footage.
They'll stop at nothing. The show.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
So this is from Amanda.
My voice hates us.
Yes, he does. Amanda Danforth. Robbie said he'd visit Shoshana while he quote unquote was in Utah. How often do you think the average person just goes to Utah?
I've never been to Utah. Have you?
If you ski, it's like a bougie place to ski.
I could see him doing that.
Never in my life am I doing that.
Yeah, I've been in the...
I would go to Utah. Absolutely, right. I'd go. But your girl ain't skiing.
I had a layover in Salt Lake City.
I can't, so I count that.
Yeah, yeah. Caleb Doherty, if you had 100 guesses preseason, could you have predicted any of the couples that made it to the fantasy suites?
I truly don't think so.
I'm trying to think.
This is all mind-blowing.
Because I wouldn't have thought, I wouldn't have known who Jenna was. I wouldn't have remembered Camille. So.
I would have maybe said Chris and Crystal, just as like process of elimination.
Yeah, maybe in the 100 guesses, because I think we knew both of them would be there.
Yeah.
All right, let's end on this high note from Mary Kwiatkowski. How much do you want to have your heart held?
0.0, yeah. No, like not a chance. That was the worst line. I don't want to hold your hand.
I can't leave here.
Because I want to hold your heart. Oh, like, no, not, no. Don't touch me. Thank you.
No.
It's very murdery.
So murdery.
Yeah. Yes. All right. That's it for questions, you guys. Haley, do you have anything from your friend Doug?
I do. Of course I do. He says, the trumpet in the car with Diggy was one of the best moments I've seen in the show. It could have only been made better if Annalise was greeted by the same trumpet backstage at the reunion.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Can you imagine? My God.
another thing I forgot to talk about because it just seems so long ago. But yeah, they had like this warring mini dates where Diggy brought a trumpeter and then John had a bunch of sunflowers or something.
Those sunflowers were so stupid.
Yeah. I like the trumpeter better. Yeah. But I thought it was a little rude of John to just like hear the trumpet player and then just say like, hey, come with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Doug says, I was on a date and didn't watch Tuesday episode. Well, that's a brag, Doug. Luckily, my...
Guess he's better than all of us.
Elf. Oh, I have a date. Oh, I'm Doug. I have a date. Congrats. Anyway, some of our listeners are going to be upset hearing about that because they want off-season Doug Chiller.
Yeah.
Luckily, my dad filled me in and attempted to go on Reality Steve to learn more spoilers. Tragically, he couldn't find the website because he still thought his name was Reality Rick.
Oh, my God.
That's who, like the name they would give Reality Steve in like the movie version, like on Unreal, if they have to refer to him or something.
Yeah. Tough to imagine that the guy who's eliminated on the first night of The Bachelorette for acting like a douchebag would turn out to be a real deal Hundo P douchebag. Yeah, exactly. Like Camila was shit on Bachelorette and obviously he was the shit here.
Mm-hmm.
Please God, let the lawyer Jenna mentions in her Instagram post be Celine Owen Barnes. That's a Buffalo ass reference there, friends. Just when I think
Celine Owen Barnes are no longer.
Barnes,
oh, really?
No, yeah, they broke up in like a highly contentious settlement. It's now, I think it's, is it just Barnes or just Celino?
I think it's just Celino.
Cool. Do you guys want to hear about the Reality Steve podcast with Jordan?
Yeah, I do.
Somebody sent me like a bunch of screenshots about it, like summarizing it.
Was it recently?
It was today. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So I guess Reality Steve alluded to outing somebody as a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan said that she started acting weird the night that he posted that. Mm-hmm. And she continually called Jordan in the middle of the night saying that she was feeling really anxious. Mm. Reality Steve clarified his evidence with the side dude was an extensive email chain, which was then forwarded to Jordan. Jordan says that the guy knew way too much about Jenna to be just a friend. The text leaked or her exact texting style. And he shared screenshots with Reality Steve, even things that were essentially like a copy and paste, like the you still love me exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Let's hope that Jordan SFW one was not copy paste.
Seriously. Jordan found out from his castmates who called him.
Mm.
The side guy came forward and referred to himself as a sugar daddy.
Okay. Wow.
Jenna's response was, I say silly things when I'm drunk. I don't think I said that. And then she said she'd have to check her phone. The emails will not be released for public view. That feels appropriate. Reality Steve asked him if the relationship can be salvaged. Jordan says he's here for Jenna as another person, but nothing more. Whatever that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Jordan talks about Jenna wanting to make him look bad. He wants nothing to do with that or anyone else involved. Does that imply other cast members were involved? Unclear. Jordan has been crying a lot. His appetite is suppressed. Jordan reiterates that the relationship was 100% real for him and the relationship ended over the phone. Those are the highlights.
Yikes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Jordan. So
on that note, happy conclusion to Bachelor
Yay!
Paradise.
Yes. Bye, Bachelor in Paradise. Bye, Bachelor. Hope you find your dad.
Yes. Well, you guys, it's been a ride.
Yeah, I can't believe this is over.
I know.
You guys feel relieved?
Mm.
In some ways, but then we have Colton as the Bachelor coming our way in January, so.
The casting, I think, for the girls are going to be great because you know you're going to have a group of virgins and you're going to have a group of like sexed up girls.
Yeah, I think that's what we were like. Yeah, there's going to be a definitely a couple of people who want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be like, and I'm going to make it my mission to make Colton bad.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be like deflower puns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. People bringing cherries and.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yes. A lot of interesting props, I'm sure, that first night. Somebody's going to do like the 50 Shades, something or other. Oh, man. Yes, we can look forward to that cast, even if we're not excited about the lead.
God, it's always just kind of like a, I don't know. Amy and I miss each other when we're not talking every week.
I know. But yeah, we always enjoy our hiatus.
Yeah, and you never know. We might do something in the off season. Eh.
Maybe Haley will start getting into Love Island. And
ooh, that's a good idea.
If you find access to Love Island, I'll talk about it every day.
Nice.
Yeah, I want
it's
to.
It's on 6 days a week. So.
Oh, man.
See, like, that's hard for me to, like, want to catch up on.
So worth it.
I've been recently like rewatching The Hills, and I just got to the third season today. And the first season has like 10 episodes. The second season has 12. And then the third season, 28, has 28 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
So I'm like,
big difference.
Yeah.
They're 30 minutes though, right?
Yeah. Like they end up being like 20 minutes, but still, okay. Oh my God, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a big commitment.
Yeah. So that's probably what I'm going to be doing in my off season. I also relaunched my blog. I did that.
Nice.
What's it called?
Strongtakes.ca.
Love that.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah. No underscore, Haley.
Nope, nothing. And no like .wordpress.com. It'll be pretty similar to what I was doing before. Just like talking about whatever I like, whatever I want. I'm hoping to do like a fairly more regular schedule, like maybe once or twice a week. If there's anything you want to see me write about, let me know, because, you know, I'm not sure. I did take some of my old posts off my old blog on and put on this one. So there is a little bit of content on there. But if you're a big follower of me, you've already seen it. But it's been a while, so it might be a refresh. And then I think I have another exciting little project coming down the pipeline this off season. So
ooh, I like that tease. Roar, yeah. How about you?
I mean, I just have more school upcoming, you know, just plenty of studying and writing to be done. Unfortunately, I consciously made the decision. I remain on Instagram, but I'm sitting on my Twitter name, but I no longer partake in the Twitter. Mm. And just because it's like too much for my mental health.
Mm. Feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and Kevin alike. And so I will not be chronicling any television watching, but you know, if anybody wants to Instagram DM me about Bravo or anything,
Love Island.
Yeah. Those are the things I'm interested in talking about.
Nice. And what's your handle?
I'm REVL12.
Nice. All right. And, I am at RHAP Recapper. Still on the Twitter, but I totally get what you're saying.
I don't think I said my handles, which is at strong underscore on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
As always.
And I'd like to remind everyone of our awesome HelloFresh offer for a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Visit HelloFresh.com/Bachelor60. Enter promo code Bachelor60. And it's like receiving six meals free. So check that out, you guys. All right. And we're excited to talk to you. Whenever we talk to you next, if it's Colton season or something special, we'll talk to you then. And thanks again, Rourke, for joining us. This was awesome.
Thanks for having me. It helps to process these sins in a group.
Totally. And on that note, till next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.